desire. Here come the Astros, breathing orange fire. Here come the Astros with winning on their mind. Here come the Astros, number one every time. Go, go, Astros. Go, go, Astros.
Welcome to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary and a little land yap. Today's story, the Astros are now hearing the drumbeats. Had been the greatest sports week in Houston. The Texans blew a 24-point first quarter lead in their NFL playoff game at Kansas City on Sunday and were ousted from the playoffs 51-31. Then on Monday, the Houston Cougars star quarterback Derek King said adios to the school and he's planning to transfer away from the team after promising he would stay in Houston in 2020. But the biggest bombshell in Houston sports also arrived on Monday. The 2017 World Series champion Houston Astros were taken to the proverbial woodshed by Major League Baseball as punishment for their incredibly juvenile and foolish attempts to steal signals from opposing teams during home baseball games. Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred issued a 9-page letter which succinctly details what the Astros players and others were doing in order to tip the batter about the next pitch coming from an opposing pitcher. Now, you don't have to read the entire letter, although I'll have it posted on my website. I'll summarize it for you by doing a little play-by-play from the audio of the bottom of the 8th inning in Houston's home game against the Chicago White Sox from September 22, 2017. In this game, the Astros are now trailing 3-1 at this point in the game.
Coming to plate for the Houston Astros, number 11, Evan Geddes.
Cheers from the sparse crowd. Yay! Chicago White Sox pitcher Danny Farquhar looks to the catcher for his sign. You now hear an audible boom coming from somewhere inside the stadium. The pitch is a curveball for ball one. Now the pitcher gets his sign from the catcher and gets ready to deliver his second pitch. But this time, no sounds are heard. This pitch is a fastball, which Geddes swings and foul tips for strike one. The pitcher gets his sign from the catcher again and he's ready to deliver the third pitch. This time, a very noticeable boom boom can be heard just before the pitch is delivered. The batter watches the ball delivered low and away for ball two with the count now at 2-1. Here's what it sounded like. Take a listen. I'm sure you heard it, but let's keep going. The catcher sends the sign to the pitcher and his fourth pitch is now ready to deliver. No sounds this time. The pitch is a fastball, which is fouled out of play. The count is now 2-2. The catcher now gives the pitcher a signal for his next pitch and the pitcher acknowledges. Boom, boom can be heard right before the pitch is delivered, which is low and away but fouled off by Geddes as the count remains at 2-2. Listen again. It's really easy to hear with such a small crowd at this ball game. Now the sixth pitch is coming next. The catcher flashes the sign. The pitcher readies. Again, no sound is heard on this one as another fastball is fouled off by the batter to keep the count at 2-2. Now the fun starts. As the catcher sends a signal to the pitcher calling the seventh pitch of the inning, a boom boom is heard again. Once more, it's really easy to hear this for yourself. Listen. But this time, the pitcher, before he throws the ball, signals for a timeout to the umpire. He calls the catcher to the mound. This particular pitcher, Danny Farquhar, apparently has discovered that somebody is tipping off the batters to the pitch sequence. The catcher and pitcher change the signs up. The Houston Astros batter then strikes out on the next pitch. Nicely done, Mr. Pitcher. Well, where was the boom boom sound coming from? Believe it or not, this noise was actually coming from inside the Houston Astros dugout. One of the Astros bench players would bang on a trash can with a baseball bat, I am not joking, and send a signal to the batter right before the ball was to be pitched as to what pitch would be next. The Astros Morse code kind of went like this. No boom from the dugout meant look for a fastball from the pitcher. If you heard one boom, that meant a curveball or an off-speed pitch is coming. And if you heard two booms, boom, boom, an off-speed pitch like a changeup was coming. So, in other words, no boom is heard, look for a fastball. If you hear boom or boom, boom, an off-speed pitch of some sort is coming. You might want to lay off of that pitch. Now, how did they pull this off? A dedicated television camera in center field at the Houston Astros Stadium was fixed on the catcher, and the catcher's signals were easily seen by a designated Astros bench player, or as we later learned, by a bench coach like Alex Cora, who became the manager of the Boston Red Sox in 2018 and orchestrated a similar effort to steal pitcher and catcher signs there. Cora, by the way, was fired by the Red Sox this week, too. Now, this didn't start necessarily at the beginning of the game because the Astros bench had to figure out the signs of the catcher to the actual pitches coming from the pitcher and get the sequence down right. But once they felt comfortable that they had matched the signs with the coming pitches, the drumming, or no drum beat for a fastball, began for the rest of the night at home. The players for the Astros were all in on this ruse. The Astros manager, A.J. Hinch, apparently told the team a few times during the season, hey, knock it off. But he was sitting in that same dugout where these noises were coming from, and he certainly didn't do anything to stop the efforts. To the visiting team, it's possible that they thought that it was probably some obnoxious local fan with a bass drum up in the stands trying to distract the opposing pitchers. I'm kind of surprised myself that other teams didn't figure this out during the 2017 baseball season. Seriously, it's quite noticeable listening to those audio replays that the boom boom sounds that we heard right before the visiting pitcher delivered the baseball to home plate were very apparent. It's really hard to say how much, if any, of a positive impact it had on the Houston Astros batting in 2017, as the team's road batting average was actually higher than it was at home in Houston. However, the Astros won the World Series that season, so their hitting was obviously very timely at home, too. Earlier this week, Major League Baseball brought some of their proverbial wood of their own and suspended the Astros general manager, Jeff Lunau, and team manager A.J. Hinch for a full year. Surprisingly, Houston's team owner, Jim Crane, was absolved of any responsibility, but he did fire the general manager and coach this week so that the team could move on from this fiasco. After the Astros won the 2017 World Series that year, the team's bench coach and chief architect of this very sad scandal, Alex Cora, took the manager's job in Boston to lead the Red Sox in 2018. And wouldn't you know it, Boston won the World Series that next year under Cora's direction as a rookie manager. This week, the Red Sox announced that Alex Cora will no longer be coaching the team beginning this season for his part in this big mess. And today on Thursday, we learned that Carlos Beltran, the brand new manager of the New York Mets, who is also a player on that 2017 Houston Astros team, has parted company with the Mets. Beltran was just hired this past November, and he hadn't even coached a game for the team yet. So what about punishment for the Houston Astros baseball players, you ask? And that's a good question. At this time, Major League Baseball's president Rob Manfred said, and I quote, "I will not assess discipline against any individual Astros players. I made the decision in September 2017 that I would hold the club's general manager and field manager accountable for the misconduct of this kind, and I will not depart from that decision." To me, this whole issue seems like something you might have expected from a high school or maybe a small college baseball team. It smacks of just juvenile mischief. But it was a really bad prank, and obviously against the rules, that just kept on going because the team's leadership failed to play the grown-up in the matter and control their players. Major League Baseball had to take out a big stick in this matter as a warning to the other clubs. The value of each franchise in the hundreds of millions or billions of dollars can take a big hit if the public suspects that some teams cheat to win. The next big question in Houston is whether Major League Baseball will strip the city of its one and only baseball world championship as further punishment. That remains to be seen. The moral of this story? As my old cartoon pal Droopy once said,
"You know what? Cheaters never win."
I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.
Way down south in Houston, baseball's come alive. From pitching to the outfield, it's flashing orange and white, stealing.